Dr. Balagay here. This podcast is one in a series of 10 podcasts on the topic of falls in older adults. It's from an outstanding chapter in Balagay's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. After completing the series of 10 podcasts, the listener should have a solid foundation in managing falls in older adults. This podcast is derived from an outstanding chapter authored by Dr. Sarah M. Bradley, who is an associate professor of medicine and geriatrics at the Feinberg School of Medicine at Northwestern University, Chicago, Illinois. Prior to this, she was an assistant professor of medicine and geriatrics and palliative medicine and the co-director of the Integrated Internal Medicine Geriatrics Clerkship for third-year students at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. The senior author is Dr. Reena Karani, MD, MHPE, who is the Senior Associate Dean for Undergraduate Medical Education and Curricular Affairs and Professor of Medical Education, Medicine and Geriatrics and Palliative Medicine at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine, New York. Her clinical interests include care of hospitalized older adult, perioperative management, and consultative models of care. Multiple choice question. An 86-year-old woman with a history of hypertension and gout presents with a trip at home. She has never had this happen before and felt no symptoms before or after her fall. She indicates that she was going to pick up the phone when this happened. Medications include amlodipine 10 mg daily and hydrochlorothiazide 25 mg daily. She has no allergies to medications. On physical examination, the patient is alert and oriented times 3. Blood pressure is 136/82. Temperature is 37 degrees centigrade, pulse 76 beats per minute and regular, and she has no postural changes. Her vision is 20/40 in both eyes with glasses. Her cardiovascular, neurological, and cognitive examinations are normal. Which of the following tests should be done next as a part of the patient's fall assessment? A. EKG. B. CT scan of the head, C, EEG, and D, get up and go test. And the answer is D, the get up and go test. A multifactorial fall risk assessment includes a fall history, physical examination including postural, vital signs, cardiovascular, neurological, and cognitive assessments, and a gait and balance evaluation. The get up and go test is a quick office-based test to assess gait and balance and is as such part of a multifactorial fall risk assessment. Cardiac monitoring, neuroimaging studies and EEGs are only indicated if the initial fall risk assessment raises concerns about cardiac arrhythmias, hydrocephalus, or a seizure disorder. Patient evaluation. The American Geriatric Society and the British Geriatric Society guidelines for prevention of falls in older patients recommend that older patients be screened annually about any falls and problems with walking or balance. These organizations also recommend a multifactorial fall risk assessment for older adults presenting with a fall or reporting a gait or balance problem. Evidence-based measures for the assessment and quality improvement of care provided to older adults called the Assessing Care of Vulnerable Elders, ACOVE project are created by Rand Health and Pfizer. ACOV also recommends asking vulnerable elders at least annually about falls and a multifactorial falls risk assessment for those reporting a history of two or more falls or one injurious fall in the last year. However, in 2012, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, USPSTF, only gives a grade C recommendation to a multifactorial risk assessment, stating that the likelihood of benefit is small. A multifactorial fall risk assessment includes a basic fall history, physical examination, gait and balance evaluation, and environmental assessment. Questions about circumstances of falls, associated symptoms, injuries, chronic medical conditions, medications, substance abuse, and ability to perform activities of daily living should be included in the fall history. Physical examination should include evaluation of orthostatic vital signs, visual acuity, the cardiovascular system, musculoskeletal strength and range of motion, neurologic function including vibration and proprioception, gait, balance and cognition. While many tools for assessing gait and balance and estimating fall risk have been developed, they are often not incorporated into routine clinical care due to time constraints and competing priorities. Two assessment tools that are particularly useful, since they only require a few minutes to perform, are the Get Up and Go test and the Functional Reach. For the Get Up and Go test, the patient is asked to rise from a chair without using her arms, walk 10 feet, turn around, walk back, and sit down again. The patient is observed for postural stability, steppage, stride length, and sway, and if unable to complete or appears unsteady, should be referred to physical therapy for further evaluation. Online video instruction of the Get Up and Go test can be viewed at www.reynolds.medarizona.edu. For the functional reach, a yardstick is mounted on a wall at shoulder height and the patient is asked to stand close to the wall with her arm outstretched. The patient is directed to reach as far forward as she can without taking a step, keeping the arm at shoulder height. The inability to reach more than 8 inches suggests limited functional balance and has a sensitivity of 73% and a specificity of 88% for predicting fallers from non-fallers. A video demonstration of the functional reach is available on YouTube. Routine laboratory evaluation of patients who have fallen or at high risk of falling should include complete blood count, serum chemistry, thyroid function studies, and vitamin B12 and vitamin D25 hydroxy levels, cardiac monitoring for arrhythmia, EEG looking for seizure activity, or neuroimaging studies of the head to evaluate for ischemic disease or hydrocephalus are only indicated if other findings are highly suggestive of these conditions. This podcast on falls in older adults was from an outstanding chapter in Baliga's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. It's from an outstanding chapter authored by Dr. Sarah M. Bradley, MD, who is a faculty physician at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, and Dr. Reena Karani, MD, Senior Associate Dean and Professor of Medicine and faculty physician at the Icahn School of Medicine, Mount Sinai, New York.